Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Helias Crusaders. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Tom Rackers of the News Tribune. And before Tom and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Tom's conversation with Helias head coach Chris Henches.
Oh, Chris, you know, coming off a 42-0 win at Vianney last Friday to end the regular season, was a good way to end it, right?
You know, I think so. I think, you know, we were a little sloppy offensively at times. 12 penalties, and you're never happy with 12 penalties. Some were real, some weren't, but, you know, that kind of is expected sometimes when you go on the road. But I didn't think our energy and intensity was as good as it was at Sedalia, and that was a little bit of my disappointment. But we certainly came through with a solid 42-0 win, you know, 21 points in the first half and 21 points in the matter of about 5 minutes in the third quarter. And then once you got the mercy clock going, the game goes pretty quick from there.
You know, I know we talked about it last Friday night, but Alex Marbury's kickoff return to start the third quarter really just momentum just on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he's going back to his stats, he's had 5 kickoff returns this year for over 52-yard average and 2 returns for touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's 40% every time he touches it, he's taking it to the house. You know, and I was kind of joking with Coach Pitts. I said, we're playing such good defense, he doesn't have that many opportunities. You know, really, when you think about that, only 5 opportunities on the season. Yeah. We've had other guys that have caught some kicks. They've kicked away from him some. You know, in some games, they were able to kick it in the end zone or squibs and popovers. But those numbers, and you accompany those numbers with his punt return numbers. He has 11 punt returns for almost a 20-yard average and 1 punt return for a touchdown. I mean, those are All-State numbers.
Yeah. You know, and then sometimes people don't think about special teams being that important, but they really are, especially you guys.
Yeah. I mean, their field position. Yeah. You know, special teams are always big indicators on field position. And I thought, for the most part, all year, we've won that battle of special teams in almost every game. And we put a lot of time in it. You know, special teams are not an afterthought for us. We put a lot of time during the summer, a lot of time each week. Scouting reports specialize for offensive special teams, defensive special teams. You know, and our kids take a lot of pride in doing well there.
No game this week, so what's practice been consisting of?
Well, on Monday, we had a good lift and a good conditioning after school. And, of course, we had a sub-varsity game against Vianney on Monday. So we just kind of lifted our varsity and ran them. And then Tuesday, we had a good full pad practice. Just worked a lot of techniques, a lot of fundamentals, no teamwork. And then Wednesday, we did a half pad practice with focus on Washington. And then Thursday, we did a half-pad practice focus on North Point because you don't know who you're going to play. I think it's a toss-up game, but I like what we got done this week. Extended individual time, some things that we normally don't get to do during a regular, you know, season week, but I thought we made good use of it.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, that was Helias head coach Chris Henches. Tom, before we start talking about that dreaded opponent that happens on this week for the Crusaders, let's look back to last week. Closed out the regular season with a 42-0 win at Vianney. General takeaways from that game from you?
The last time they're going to play Vianney didn't want to renew the contract. And so, you know, they're losing a Class 6 opponent. But, you know, it was kind of – after they played so well against Smith Cotton in Week 8 to close out the CMAC season, you know, you kind of wondered whether this might be the overlooked game.
Right.
And I think maybe in the first half it was. And you know, it may sound weird to say that. You know, they're up 21-0 at halftime. But I think, you know, they reminded them that they still had another half. The coaches reminded them, the players, you know, we still got another half to play here. Let's play a little better.
Okay.
And they came out in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, scored 21 points and, you know, made it 42-0 final. Looked a lot better, kind of, you know, put a little paint on an old house there, you know, just to make it look a little nicer.
Right.
And it was, but I mean, that was something positive to take away from that.
Sure.
And one big thing that got him going, you know, the opening kickoff of the third quarter, Alex Marbury, you know, caught it at the 3 and with the help of a really good blocking, returned it 97 yards for a touchdown.
Okay.
And that's something that I spend a little bit talking about it in the bye week preview in today's goal lines. you know, Alex has had a really good year in the return game, you know, on kickoffs and punts, and he's, you know, he's been a pretty valuable weapon given the offense, not only points in those, but really good field position.
Yeah. The end result is, you know, you end the regular season at 8-1. You wrap up the number one seed in districts, get you the bye. It's that familiar story. I mean, I don't know. Coaches seem like they flip-flop on it depending on where they're at in the scenario, but is it one of those things where would you rather have the rest or would you rather stay in the, you know, the regular routine of playing a game? Do you think that it matters to Chris one way or the other?
I think they earned the bye.
Sure.
By finishing 8-1.
Right.
And so they're going to take it.
Okay.
You know, and it's a week that, you know, after 9 games, you know, kids, even if they're not hurt, you know, they are injured, they're hurt a little bit, you know, banged
sure.
up bruises here and there. And to get a week off, and it's not really a week off, you know, their week this week was, you know, Monday was just conditioning, but Tuesday was a full pad practice.
Okay.
Wednesday and Thursday were kind of shells, with a little bit of looking ahead of who they might be playing, you know, in the semifinals next Friday. And so, you know, it was not a normal week of practice, but they went through practice. There was not a whole lot of sitting around doing nothing.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that it was a good week for them to, you know, Chris talked about after the game Friday, you know, he was going to challenge the offensive and defensive coaching staff to come up with things that they needed to improve on, because
okay.
this was the week to do it.
Right.
And Chris said that they came up with some stuff, and that's what they worked on all week.
So, yeah, I guess that's the other question about bye weeks. Sometimes you improve on things that maybe you've tried and want to be better at. It gives you a week to work on it. So it's partially that. And then, you know, is there a possibility that they throw in some extra things that they might need a wrinkle or two down the road that then they put it in and go, okay, if we get in this sort of situation, we may need something like this? Or do you feel like everything's probably already in that's going to be in?
Does my silence answer the question?
Okay.
You know,
it speaks volumes.
I think, you know, they really use the week as just kind of a refresher course. You know,
okay.
a lot of stuff, when you're preparing for a game, you don't have a lot of time to go back and, hey, fundamentally, stay down in your block or be ready to use your hands and push off or maybe wrap up a little bit on tackling, because you're trying to get so much else during the week.
Yeah.
This week, they had a chance to go back, just remind the guys, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that, make sure you're fundamentally strong. And I think that's a great way to spend the week. If you're fortunate enough to get a bye week, use that just like maybe the first week of practice. Just go
right.
back and go through the stuff, make sure you've got all your stuff tightened up as you can have it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have plans to be playing a few more weeks, and this was a great time to go back and do that.
Yeah. You mentioned that there's a lot of bumps and bruises. You know, those are the people that aren't notable. Is there anybody notable that has a more pressing injury that maybe this is going to particularly help? Or do you see any kind of reinforcements coming that we've kind of been wondering if they'd be back by?
Well, I think we talked about it a few times. Trey Rice, who was injured in the first game against Hannibal, he will be back, and he will play next Friday night in the district semifinals.
Okay.
He's been out with a broken collarbone. He was their starting slot receiver, and he also plays a little bit on defense. Now, he'll only probably play offense mostly at the start when he comes back, but, you know, you're basically getting a starter back that
sure.
you haven't had for,
right.
you know, 8 weeks.
Right.
That's a plus.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and yeah, he might be a little rusty to start, but he's been running routes at practice and things, and he's getting back into it, and I think he could really prove to be a weapon looking down the road. You know, just something else on that offense that, you know, another really good receiver to give them a chance to move the ball.
Sure. We'll dive more into it next week when we know for sure who the opponent is, but it's worth looking ahead a little bit from the standpoint of Helias will be hosting either 4th-seeded North Point or 5th-seeded Washington. North Point 6-3, Washington 4-5. I guess the big question for me, Tom, is who exactly is North Point? Where are they from? I think they're a relatively new school, aren't they?
They are. Opened up in 2021. They are, I think, would be the third public high school in Wentzville.
Okay.
So I guess it'd be Timberland and Holt in them, I think, would be the ones. And so they're new, haven't really done a whole lot yet in athletics. They're kind of, you know, they've had a couple wrestlers, I think, but, you know, they earned the 4 seed in a pretty decent district.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the second time North Point and Washington have played this year. North Point beat them in Washington. Oh, gosh, can't remember week. I don't remember what week it was, but it was like 28-20, I think, if my memory serves.
Okay.
And so It'll be interesting to see what, you know, what would happen between those two. Helias, obviously familiar with Washington, has played them a few times, not recently, but has had a series with them in the past. To me, it's hard to tell which one's going to win. I don't know what you can take away from that first game. They're kind of different. North Point is kind of a quarterback-oriented offense. He's their obviously leading passer, but also the leading rusher. While Washington is a little more, I think just looking at the numbers, a little more diverse with what they do. Chris said, you know, he wasn't sure who was going to win. He thought it was going to be a good game and going to be a good game for them, whoever they played next. So I think that game will be a good test for them, whoever it is, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say, some quick internet research tells me that it was a 28-20 win 2 weeks ago.
So, two weeks ago.
You look at it and go, obviously it was a pretty close game that time. I would imagine it's probably going to be a pretty close game tonight. So you'll see probably, you know, I expect it to be another good one. But, you know, you'll know that somebody that comes in will have earned their way into it. So,
yeah.
You know, and at that point, it's almost like, yeah, you know, once you get time, I don't think you see a lot of upsets those first weeks, but once you get into the semifinals of districts, I think it's almost like that's when it's, you know, whoever you're going to get, it's going to be somebody that's playing
well.
It's
going to be a quality team. Yeah. You know, it's going to be a quality game for them, no matter who.
Sure.
It is.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'll just ask you maybe for the prediction point of the podcast, since we don't have a prediction for the Helias Crusaders. Who do you think comes out on top, North Point or Washington?
Boy, you know, they say it's hard to beat somebody twice, and you would wonder if North Point. You know, a positive for them is the game's at home this time.
Right.
But Washington, you know, has a little bit of tradition, and it's hard to beat somebody twice in a year. I'm going to say Washington wins, but, you know, if that doesn't happen, just ignore that I ever said that.
All right. That should do it for this week. For Tom Rackers, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Tom Rackers on Twitter at TJRackers. Thanks for listening.